It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now, I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. Let's go ahead and get started. So today's topic is going to be our CEO series. So if you're tuning in, welcome. Super excited to have you all here. Today, I want to talk about what I've been doing more and more. It's just talking about what it takes to be and operate as a CEO of a business. So I'm creating different series. I'm creating different pieces of content, testing out different conversations. And a lot of what I'm bringing to you all, a lot of what you're listening to, are conversations that I've already had with other business owners, business founders who are building in this ecosystem, and they're all having very similar questions. So I want to talk about the advantages of being small. Now, being small, you know, there's a lot of advantages to that specifically. When we think about it, we think that in order to be successful, we only have to be big, right? We think about that, okay, success is correlated with size. And so in order to be successful as an entrepreneur, in order to be successful as a person, we need to get bigger, right? In order to be successful in this corporate company that I'm in, I need to be bigger than the role that I'm entitled in right now. But more specifically as an entrepreneur, most entrepreneurs think that in order to be successful, they need to be bigger than they are. And I think this is a myth that's been going around for so long. Success has no correlation to size of business that you're operating. I know people that are running a one-man company that are making $1 million a month, right? I know people that are operating a two-team person that are making $500,000 a year, right? With over 60% margin. And so success is not correlated with size of company, right? I think what's more important than anything, and when I'm listening to these entrepreneurs and I am mentoring and coaching them, is around there's advantages of being small. And while you're small, you need to understand your advantages. Again, while you're small, while you're still a solopreneur, while you're still a small team, you need to understand the advantages of being small. And let's talk about that, what exactly that means. Because most people, they don't think there's an advantage of being small, right? Being a small business owner, right? And I'm specifically talking about being small while you're building your business. And so if we think about it, the bigger the company gets that you operate, what tends to happen, the margin diminishes, right? The bigger company that you run, you have to pay more people in order to run the business. And so while you're building right now and you're wishing for, you know, the other side, right? The grass is always greener. You're wishing that you had a bigger company, you had more people on your team. You also have to understand with more people, with great powers comes great responsibility, right? With more people, there's more people you have to manage for your team. And so there's advantages of being small, right? There's advantages of being small. So let's talk about that. And the reason why I wanted to have this conversation, I was just having lunch with some entrepreneurs and some of them were upset that they had to go lean and they had to scale lean. Some of them were upset that they weren't growing as fast as they wanted to. Some of them were upset that they were once big and now they're not as big as they used to be. But you know, because of that, they think that they're going in reverse in the opposite direction. I think for me personally, when I was running a small business, I had a lot of advantages. And I want to just outline some of these for you all. So I think in business, we start solo, then we start small, then we go big. We think those are the stages, solo, small, and big of success, right? Again, because we are correlating being bigger, meaning being a bigger company with more success, and that's actually not true. You could be a successful business operating as a one-person team or operating as a two-people team, you can still have the same, if not more, level of success. It all determines, one, how you measure the value of success. So for me specifically, the first thing was being small. One of the advantages was it allowed me to move fast. When I started building a bigger business, it started to feel like when I used to work on Wall Street. It started to feel like when I was working Big Four consultant, right? It started to feel very familiar. And what happens is that when you are a big company, it's hard to change things. The advantages of being small is that it's you and two other people, that if you say, hey, let's change this and here's why, the changes can happen in an instant. Right? The changes happen overnight. Whereas if you're in a big company and you said, hey, you know, our customers are complaining about this, let's change it. Okay, there's a process for that change. You know, it has to go to this board. It has to go to these people. It has to be reviewed by this person. It has to be signed off on this person. And so this is why there are small companies that grow big and they take out bigger competitors that have been around for 50 plus years. It's because the decision making and changing things to your customer to fit them and fit their needs better, because you're small, that's an advantage. It gives you the ability to move fast, right? Being small, there's advantages of being small. It allows you to move fast. Think about this example as well, right? Airbnb. When Airbnb entered into the market, you know, hotels knew Airbnb were entering in the market, but hotels can't move as quickly as Airbnb could move in order to make decisions. Hotels didn't say, okay, well, let's also get in this Airbnb business as well. And let's actually, you know, spin off and create something different, but let's compete with these guys. But instead, what they said was, oh no, well, we're doing things the way we want to do. And this is how we've always done it. So why do we need to change anything? And this is the mentality when you have a bigger company. Why should we change things? This is how we've always done it. When you're small, you don't have that luxury to say this is how we've always done it, because you're literally building things in real time. So again, advantages of being small. The first thing is moving fast. The second thing is it allows you to test quickly, which is something we talked about. But more specifically, when it comes to marketing, when you're small, it allows you to test quickly to see which things are working and which things are not. For example, you could decide that, okay, I am going to this event to go vend or to speak on stage about my product or service-based business. And if that doesn't work, well, okay, events aren't working. Let me go into, you know, building email lists, right? Okay, that's not working. Let me go into partnerships. It allows you to test quickly to see the correlation, if results are happening or not. A lot of times with bigger companies, they need a larger sample size in order to test to then make a decision. You know, their sample size is, okay, let's do 6 months and let's see what happens after that. Being small, you have an advantage because you could test over 60 days. You could test over a period of like 2-3 weeks in order to really get a result of, okay, is this working for my business or not? The third thing of being small is it doesn't cost relatively a lot to start. It depends on the industry you're getting into. If you're telling me you're going to start a business to compete with Amtrak and build your own railroads to compete with them, okay, that's a higher barrier to entry, so you're going to need more capital in order to do that. But if you're telling me you're starting a skincare company You're starting a clothing business. You're starting a podcast. You're starting an agency, right? You're starting an online course. These are lower barrier to entry, and it typically doesn't cost a lot, right? And when I say a lot, I mean like hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? These things, based on the income that you're making from your 9-to-5 job, you can invest in any of these paths in order to start that specific type of business. The fourth thing is, and it goes to the test quickly, but it allows you to throw things away a lot quicker. One of the biggest disadvantages that entrepreneurs have that they don't realize is that in their mind, they think if something doesn't work that they should keep and hold on to it. And instead, when something doesn't work and it's not working, you have to be willing to throw it away. And what I mean by that is, because we're an entrepreneur, we start these things in our kitchen, we start these businesses in our bedrooms, we start these businesses in our community centers, et cetera, at the coffee shop, we have a personal attachment to these things that we start. And one of the things that you need to realize is that you have to be willing to throw things away if they're not working. You have that luxury as an entrepreneur, as a solopreneur, because it's just you. You don't have a team of people you have to let go. You're not employing anyone where you're taking care of them, right? So you have to realize, I need to be able to move quickly, and I need to be able to throw things away that are not working. The fifth thing is, sometimes when you're running a smaller business or you're operating at a leaner pace, your margins could be a lot better. And so I remember when I was making $500K a month and when I was making $100K a month, I was taking more home making $100K a month than I was $500K a month. Because at $500K a month, there was a lot of people I had to pay. You know, there was a lot of contracts I had to pay. And so at the end of the day, the margins didn't look the same. And so sometimes there's an advantage of being small, is that you could take a lot of the profits and you could span it out over time. Yeah, you can hire, right? But you could also operate by being lean at the same time. The sixth thing is, when you are small, right? Advantages of being small is that your marketing equals effort. When you're small, all of your sales relies on your effort, and all of your effort relies on your marketing. So you're able to test out a lot quicker. And it's really based on effort. When you're small and you want someone to know about that thing that you are having, you're going to hustle. You want someone to get that product, that t-shirt that you sell, you're going to hustle to try to get backstage. Your effort is higher because you don't have a big budget. And so there are advantages of being small. And so for those entrepreneurs who are where you are right now in your business, and you think you're not growing as fast as you want to, you think you're not moving in the right direction as you want to, understand that where you currently are in this process is a huge advantage. You may not ever be here again. 5 years from now, you're going to be like, dang, remember back in the day? I'm not saying be growth adverse. I'm saying sometimes you could grow yourself out of business, right? You could increase your expenses and grow yourself out of business. And so what I am saying is that use being small to your current advantage. It's not a negative. Again, it's not a negative. Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up, and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.